Hey, welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We are here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich in the opening bell at 5, and my good buddy, the great Steve Cochran at 6 a.m. It is Friday, Fly Jams Friday. Kind of a melancholy Fly Jams Friday this morning. We'll be paying tribute to a couple of Fly Jammers who passed away this past week. If you want to get your Fly Jam requests in, please do. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Straight out of context, Nick D. Show Spies, You Big Dummy, all coming up as well on this Friday morning. All right. Welcoming to the show, a designer co-creator of a travel blog called The Lost and Found. And I want to talk about that. And he actually runs this travel blog with his wife, Margaret Hicks, who's actually been on the show a few times. And she's great. But this Tuesday, my guest is going to turn the Vietnamese noodle shop, Coco, into a classic Wisconsin supper club for one night only. So it's a pop-up restaurant. So a Vietnamese restaurant is going to become a Wisconsin fish fry, which sounds fantastic to me. And so we'll talk about that and much more with my guest, John Iberger. Let's welcome John to the show. Hi, John.
Hey, Nick. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Good, good. Well, welcome to the show. I've had your wife on several times. She's fantastic.
She is. We haven't been. I think 2013 was the last time. We were lucky enough to be on together.
Yeah, you guys were on. You guys were on back in 2013, right?
Yeah, I remember talking about Ender's Game.
Oh, that's right.
And you know what's great is I remember thinking, Harrison Ford will never disappoint me this much on screen again.
Yeah, that's and you know what? I think that's true.
Yeah.
So, first of all, tell us about Lost and Found. Tell us about the travel blog.
We started it in 2008 when we were simultaneously laid off within weeks of our wedding.
Oh, and so yeah, I remember you telling me that story.
Yeah, 2008, man. There was a lot of people getting cut.
Yeah.
And that's what people did. They started travel blogs because we were all so optimistic. And we started a YouTube channel, which, you know, now 2008 is ancient history in the world of YouTube. You know,
yeah.
we were pioneers by comparison to people today.
Right.
And it's been this sort of fun way to, I don't know, take advantage of the fact that Margaret's a tour guide and I'm a content creator and we like to travel.
Right.
So, yeah, last time we spoke to you, we were on our way to Vietnam. And since then, we've been to India again and Vietnam again, and we spent some time in China. And right now, we're on a little bit of a hold for Margaret's busy season. And then next fall, off we go again.
Well, tell everybody about Margaret's travel tour business, because it's really great. And, you know, we've talked about it a lot on the show. Give her a plug. Tell everybody about it.
Absolutely. It's called Chicago Elevated. I named it. And believe it or not, ChicagoElevated.com has lapsed from the city for the L, and so we grabbed it. And she gives walking tours in the city, and it's one of those things. It's like when you see someone doing what they're supposed to be doing, it looks effortless. Mm. And it's just what my wife is supposed to be doing. She was a great docent for the Architecture Foundation on the boats, and then she sort of took control of her own life and made her own business out of it, and it's so neat.
And how often can people go on these tours that she does? And she's great at them.
She's got, I would say that five days a week, you know, Tuesdays and Wednesdays are sort of her slow days. She does some at Second City. She does some on her own. Now that it's the busy season, there's over the weekends are packed with tours, mm-hmm. Walking tours. The Pedway tour is still so popular.
And for people who are interested, what's the website for that? ChicagoElevated.com.
Indeed.
Okay, ChicagoElevated.com, and if you want to go on a tour, and the Pedway tour is the really popular one. And was she the first to do that tour?
She was. She created the kernel of the idea of a Pedway tour, and now there are several.
Yeah, and I remember one of the first times I had her on the show. It was very unusual. A lot of people just didn't even realize what was there. You know, it was just nobody had ever gone on the Pedways. Nobody had ever gone down there before.
Right. To me, the Pedway was 100 feet of sort of salmon tiled hallway that had a revolving door at the end that was like a meat chopper, you know, and at rush hour, if you weren't timed right, it'd cut you.
That's right.
You know, that was the Pedway until Margaret sort of opened my eyes to the rest of it.
For Lost and Found Travel, it's just lostandfoundtravel.com, and we have a link on our Facebook page right now, facebook.com/NickDShow. What are some of the things that you can find on there, some of the more recent things? I understand that there is a video of you guys eating Korea's hottest ramen.
Yeah. We don't normally go for the sort of like web challenge kind of things like that, but a couple of years ago, some bloggers we follow in Korea did it, and so I ordered some from Amazon, and 9 weeks later, I think, it showed up. And, you know, I eat a lot of spicy food, and it was pretty spicy. So there's a little bit of shenanigan like that. We do a lot of like guides based on the cities we've been in. So, you know, if you're going to Marrakesh, you know, you can read our guide to Marrakesh, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
What we present is really catch as catch can. You know, we sort of find out when we get there, sort of what's going to happen. So maybe we shoot a bunch of street food. Maybe we shoot architecture. You know, maybe we eat something weird. You know, you never know.
Yeah.
When you get there.
Now, let's go back to the hot ramen thing. How'd that work out for you guys? Was it a painful experience?
It wasn't too bad. Korean hot sauce is somehow, it's like chemical hot compared to even something like sriracha.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you watch the video, I will admit that maybe I played it up a little bit because Margaret doesn't like spice at all. Mm. And so I was trying to see just how hot I could make it for her. but it was pretty intense. And I think that video has done maybe a quarter million views in the 2 years since it went up. And the one thing that we get all the time is I get a lot of, like, I don't know if it's hate comments, but, like, a lot of Korean girls call me a girl. Like they'll be like 11-year-old Korean girls on their phone will be like, "You're a little girl."
That's hilarious.
All the time. So there's a part of me that kind of wants revenge. And so I was thinking about buying like a 5-pack of the noodles.
Yeah.
And being like, "All right, Korean girls, you can't do this."
Right.
And really, really make me fool myself.
You're letting 11-year-old Korean girls get to you, man.
Yeah, I know.
And the last time you guys were in, you were talking about the Sister Cities project. And it was a signature dish from each one of Chicago's 28 international sister cities, and that's when you guys were in talking about that. Tell everybody about that project and how that went.
You know, it went pretty good. It was a lot harder than you'd think to eat 28 restaurant meals in 10 days at night.
Yeah.
It was, you know, especially, you know, when someone, you know, one would be on Archer and one would be on Cermak and one would be like, you know, up in like Rogers Park. And, you know, you'd have to zip around, you know, one after the next. So I really found that the third one we did every night kind of got slighted.
I bet.
You know, so like the first one would be like, oh, here we are. We're having these delicious pierogi or, you know, whatever it was that day. And I'd be gobbling them down. And then by the third restaurant, you'd be like, here we are having a soup bowl. Nibble, nibble, nibble. Mm,
yeah.
They're delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was an interesting project. What's up next for lostandfoundtravel.com? What are you guys working on now?
Well, so in the time since we've talked, we've kind of built up some fixers around the world by, like, having returned to locations.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we've got some fixers in India and we've got some fixers in Vietnam. And I think the next things we're going to do are sort of bigger projects that let us lean on the fact that we have, like, help.
Yeah.
You know, because, 125 pounds worth of video and camera equipment and drones and stuff kind of gets, you know, when you're the only one bringing it around and shooting everything, it kind of gets old and you can't really shoot the way you could with like a team.
Right.
And so we're thinking about doing a thing called Chasing Chai, where we're going to like work our way from west to east through India, and sort of see how the chai tea evolves on our way to Nepal. That seems like a pretty good way to kill 5 weeks, right?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Some stuff like that. So it seems like Nepal is the next one that's really calling.
Okay. Okay. Has there been favorite places? Give me a couple of the favorite places that you've gone to that you wrote about and posted about on Lost and Found, and some of the food that you enjoyed.
I'll say Jaipur, India is certainly one of my favorites. Now, I've been there twice on two different trips, and it's one of those, like, once you've traveled for a while, there's those, like, cities that you wander when you daydream. And that's one of the cities I've got a fixer in now, too. And
yeah,
the food there is all that, like, really, really robust Northwestern Rajasthani frontier spicy goat and things.
Yeah.
And I really, really dig on that. I'll tell you, I recommend anybody who wants to go to India, if you skip Jaipur, you're doing yourself a disservice.
Mm.
For everyone who's seen the best exotic marigold movies,
yeah,
that's the
yeah.
So hey, you've seen those, right, Nick?
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yes.
Okay, and then so you like the first one, and I would guess have mixed feelings about the second.
That would be very accurate.
Okay. So the you know, in the second movie, there's the dream hotel that Sonny wants to buy, and it gets bought out from under him.
Yes.
That's actually my client in India.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and so you know how the world goes. Strange things happen, and we'd seen friends when I was a guest there, and he called me when I was in Vietnam, right after we spoke, and was like, "Please come to India and build me a suite of websites and photography and everything, because the world is coming to my hotel and I'm not ready." And so he was, you know, I don't know, he was gracious enough to sort of give me that first in and the first fix.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that was really a real weird progression to get to that.
That's great.
What else? Yeah, about a year ago, I was in Vietnam shooting for a cruise line, flying a drone off of like a luxury cruise junk for 10 days.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
Wow.
And those guys, I really like, I got an opportunity to really eat like all the food you never really get to trust when you're traveling, because, you know, you don't know if the guy whose whole restaurant is a burner, a bucket, and a stool,
right,
is something you can trust.
Right.
But when you've got locals, you know, you're like, yeah, let's go.
You know, we got to take a break, John.
Oh.
But it's interesting that you bring up Vietnam, because when we come back, see, this is a segue, John.
It is a good segue.
We're going to talk about the Vietnamese noodle shop that you are going to turn into a Wisconsin supper club on Tuesday night, which is an unbelievably crazy and cool idea. So, John, hang on, okay?
I will.
Okay, cool. John Eiberger is with us, co-creator of the Lost and Found travel blog. And this Tuesday, June 28th, he is going to turn a Vietnamese noodle shop in Ravenswood into a Wisconsin supper club with a Wisconsin fish fry. And we'll tell you all the details on that and how you can check it out. It's such a great idea. And we'll talk more with John coming up right here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It is Friday, Fly Jams Friday. Get your Fly Jam requests in. My guest right now is John Eiberger. He's a designer, a co-creator of the Lost and Found travel blog, who, along with his wife Margaret Hicks, who is a great tour, runs a great tour company here called Chicago Elevated. Check out ChicagoElevated.com and go on one of her great walking tours. And together they put together this travel blog. And John was just telling us before the break his adventures in Vietnam. And John, that's a great way to segue into what's happening on Tuesday. First of all, tell me about the noodle shop that you're going to have this place take place in, and how this happened, because the story is pretty cool.
So when a Banh Mi shop announced that it was going to be opening on our block, my wife and I got real excited, because that means we didn't have to truck to Argyle every time we wanted to get a sandwich or something like that.
Yeah.
And so they opened on a shoestring with nothing. They didn't have menus. They didn't have anything. And so I was like, yeah, this is a pretty good, like, not pro bono, but like a real good, like, I'm not going to charge you a ton client. And so I did some food photography for them and stuff, and we sort of became friends. And then, yeah, because I traveled in Vietnam, you know, I could speak, you know, to different dishes, and, you know, I'd had things in different cities and stuff. And then just out of the blue one day, when the owner was gone, they asked if I could fill in at the restaurant. And I was a food service kid growing up. I was like, sure, I'll be a line cook at a Vietnamese restaurant for a night.
Sure.
And so I did that on and off, you know, maybe every 3 weeks I'd help them out. And I started joking that on Tuesday nights when they were closed, I was running a secret restaurant out of their restaurant, which, you know, what translated into Vietnamese is maybe funny or maybe less funny. And it just sort of came out of that, where I was like, let's really do one. And I thought, you've got all the fryers, and let's give this a shot. And I had been a fry jockey at a resort in Wisconsin growing up, like in high school and college. And it seemed like the one meal that we could sort of make, without really, you know, stressing the restaurant too much or having to bring in broilers or anything
right.
like that. So, yeah.
And but I love the story. Like for one day you did a staff meal there.
Yeah, I did. I prepared them the exact Wisconsin fish fry right down to the brown bread mm-hmm. that's got margarine and butter on it.
That's right.
And three of them had never had coleslaw before in their life.
That's my favorite detail of this story, is that three of these people had never had coleslaw before. What was that like watching someone eat coleslaw for the first time?
Right, and it's like something that we take so for granted. You know what it was? It was like it must be like them watching us eat Vietnamese for the first time. Like,
right.
First, it was mistrust, and you know, because like American food, it's so cheesy and so mayonnaisey and so heavy to them.
Yeah.
And so you know, they're poking it with the fork, and then you know they took one poppy seed off, and then you know 2 seconds later it's gone.
Yeah.
And they're packing the leftovers into Tupperware to take home with them.
That's great. That's yeah. great. So then they were great for the idea of doing it. So it's this Tuesday night.
This Tuesday night.
And you're calling it the Ravenswood Supper Club.
Yep. The name seems pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Like I don't know what else I could name it, actually.
Yeah. And it's this Tuesday, 6 o'clock at COCO, which is 1613 West Lawrence in Chicago. 1613 yep. West Lawrence in Chicago. And tell everybody how much it costs and what you get for that.
That's Lawrence and Ashland. It's $14.95 plus tax per person for the quintessential all-you-can-eat, not northern Wisconsin, but I'd say northern central Wisconsin, to really be specific, like Fond du Lac up to about Stevens Point.
Well, what's the difference? Well, explain the difference between way northern and then central northern.
Well, way north, they're going to, like, sometimes they boil the fish up there. I don't understand what's going on up there. You know what I mean? Up north, as you say. In
yeah, up north, right.
Up north. But so I do the sort of the classic northern side of the central Wisconsin fish fry, which is crinkle-cut French fries. It's brown bread that looks like pumpernickel, but we all know it's really just brown white bread.
Right.
That has a whipped combination of butter and margarine, sort of like spread it like a sandwich and then cut. It's coleslaw that you make from scratch with shredded cabbage, carrots, sugar, white vinegar, and a little bit of mayonnaise.
Right.
Right. And maybe if you don't feel like doing that, you could use one of the refrigerated, like, Pete Marzetti coleslaws. I don't think that's a thing to use.
Okay.
And then it's tartar sauce made with Milwaukee brand specific baby dill pickles that you've shredded specifically. I mean, it's so specific about the brands Wisconsinites are.
Right.
And then it's you know, it's whitefish or perch or walleye or bluegill or catfish that you dust in flour, put in egg wash, and then gently hand bread in pulverized premium brand saltine crackers.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like nothing fancy, no capers. No parsley on the plate.
Right. No, not at all. So it's a very, very authentic northern Wisconsin fish fry. It's $14.95, and it's taking place in a Vietnamese restaurant. That's fantastic. It's this Tuesday, the 28th at 6 p.m., and they're calling it the Ravenswood Supper Club. If you've never had a great northern Wisconsin fish fry, and I'm positive you've never had one in a Vietnamese restaurant. I'm positive of that.
Right.
Check it out. We have a link on our Facebook page for all the details. Again, it's this Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, $14.95, for an authentic Wisconsin fish fry at the Ravenswood Supper Club at COCO, 1613 West Lawrence, which is Lawrence and Ashland in Chicago. And information is at our Facebook page. John, you know, it's great having you on. Lots of fun. We got to get you both in, you and Margaret, in again soon, okay?
Absolutely. It goes so fast.
It does.
Thank you so much, Nick.
All right, John, give my best to Margaret, okay?
I will. Have a good night, sir.
Okay, take care, buddy. There you go. John Iberger. Sounds like a great idea to me. A Vietnamese noodle shop becomes a Wisconsin supper club this Tuesday night. Get all the details on our Facebook page. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right, we got a break here. News is coming up next on WGN.